That's good.
Hell yeah.
Good chant. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's the phone number, 877-365-3636. Had a very, very good meeting today about our website, and you'll be hearing more about that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the days to come.
Pretty exciting.
I think you're going to like it. We got something very, very special planned, and we can't give you any details just yet. But check that out. And lots of calls coming in about the Buzz Babes. And mm-hmm. we're really, really excited about Hogfest 2008, as you can tell. And if you'd like to sign up for the Buzz Babes, you can go to WJFK.com. And as well as downloading our podcasts and mm-hmm. posting your thoughts, just click on that lovely picture of Mr. Buzz Burbank and his martini glass, and he'll tell you all about how to become a Buzz Babe. And you've been fielding some of those photos.
We have, yeah. We've got some candidates already, Allison and Jana and Annie and Anna and several others that we've met up with. And we've had a lot of questions about what it's all about. You're really a spokesmodel for the show. That's what it gets down to. And it pays pretty well, I understand.
And they're responsible for servicing you.
Well, there's always... That's with anybody on the show.
It's the way it works.
That's right.
It's a service industry.
It's a service industry that we're in, and we have to pay attention to what the people want, including the newsman. Speaking of, here he is right now with our very, very first buzz of the day, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi. The Supreme Court has upheld a provision of a federal law that makes it a crime to promote or present child pornography. In a 7-2 vote, the court rejected arguments that part of that law infringed on free speech and other constitutional rights.
The big concern here was they wanted to make sure it was narrow enough where they couldn't make it go broader into a whole free speech issue. But basically, you can't have free speech if you're protecting these creeps. So.
Right.
You with them? You against them? I know you're a big kind of freedom of speech guy.
I think they struck a happy medium here from what I've read so far. Obviously, we don't want them to take away everything, just this criminal, sick, ugly stuff.
And 7-2, that's a pretty heavy deal when they come down on that.
A clear decision.
You know, I'd like to know who the dissenters were. Find out if they have any. I
think it was Ruth.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her big collection of kiddie porn.
I know she's hot. She's guilty.
Being hot!
They're having status hearings today for those 460 kids in that Texas polygamist case. A spokesman for the Child Protective Services Agency there says ultimately they hope to reunite the parents and their kids, but they say that could take up to 18 months. Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's how long it'll take that hair to go down.
Take a wife.
Those mothers and that, I don't know what kind of goo they put in that hair.
You know, it looks to me like Alice from the Brady Bunch. It sort of swoops up and goes somewhere in.
Yeah, but it's got product in it. It's got to have product in it. You know it's got to have some. Don't I sound like a gay hairdresser when I say product? You know it's got to have some kind of mousse or something, some styling gel in there.
Well, since they have like six spouses, maybe that's where the product comes
from. No. You mean something about Mary?
I don't know. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's.
Barack Obama says his wife is off limits on Good Morning America today.
Yeah, Mike.
Sorry, I like her.
It's not how you think.
All right.
Obama told Republican critics to, quote, lay off my wife. Mm-hmm. That's in response to a YouTube video that repeatedly shows Michelle Obama saying that for the first time in my adult life, I'm proud of my country. For some reason, that's a bad thing, apparently.
Well, he should get all the heat. That's when they were, grasping and trying to find that stuff. But, I like it. I mean, how can you begrudge a guy for standing up for his wife? Did you see the crowd he had in Oregon?
There were 65,000 people inside the gates and another 15,000 outside.
And you had the people on the river or the lake or wherever they were watching him by boat. How cool would that be?
I would think if he was in Oregon and got a crowd like that, they'd have pitchforks. I don't know. I just thought they'd be angry at him.
No, it was amazing. I mean, it was the largest, I guess, gathering during the campaign for any candidate.
That's right.
And it was really amazing to watch. Really, I mean, all I could think of is that someday might make a pretty cool picture when he was standing there with a backdrop of tens of thousands of people.
It's
truly amazing to look at.
It's already a cool picture. California's battle over same-sex marriage is far from over.
Oh, come on. I want to get it done so I can get married.
Well, it's done, but there are people now trying to undo it. An outfit called the Campaign for Children and Families says it's gathered enough signatures to change the state's constitution.
Rob, how long are we going to have to wait?
Me and you and Bo.
I know. It sucks. Bo's going to be it's going to be the three of us.
We're all going to three-way marriage?
Yeah, we're going to all be one. You should see the rings. They're really, really unique.
Ironically, we have six rings.
Yeah. You see the ring. It kind of looks like an aerial shot of the Springfield mixing bowl.
Some of those rings seem rather large.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The group's Randy Thomas.
Bo said that he'd like to be the meat. Rob and I will be the bread.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
Bo.
Anyway, these folks, this Campaign for Children and Families, they're gathering signatures. They say they have enough already to get the state's constitution changed to re-ban same-sex marriage.
Oh, no.
The group's Randy Thomason says the California Supreme Court was wrong last week to rule that banning gay marriage is unconstitutional.
One, throw out the people's vote on marriage. Two, say that an changeable characteristic, homosexuality, is somehow now the same as race.
You know, this is the kind of guy you walk up to and say, hey, what do you think about those prices of a loaf of bread? Have you seen that? I don't know.
One, it's a high price.
Well, these are the things I occupy myself with night and day. Mm-hmm.
Two, it seems like it costs more money to buy a loaf of bread.
And
three,
I just
bread
think it's
used
wrong.
To be cheaper.
God frowned on it, but I heard that Rob and Mike and Bo are getting married. Bo's going to be the meat.
And they have rings and I don't know.
Springfield makes you.
Bread.
The, a British court, meanwhile, has ruled it's okay for a guy to stare at shirtless men.
Mike?
A 44-year-old man.
Who said it was a crime in the first place?
Well, here's what happened. 44-year-old guy arrested last year at a swimming pool using a video camera. Turns out the video does not feature a little girl as everyone feared and expected. No,
thought he was a pedophile?
They thought perhaps that was the case since he had the video camera around the pool, but they've now looked at the video and it's nothing but bare chests of men at the pool.
Tight shots, close-ups?
Uh-huh, yes.
I've done that at the beach many times.
You have a whole photo album, right?
Well, I mean, you'll get a hot girl walking down the beach with sunglasses.
Sure.
She'll give you a look because you think that she's being videotaped, mm-hmm. when, of course, I have zoomed in on the mitts of the guy that's in the chaise lounge eating a dip cone.
That was this guy's king.
Yeah, that's what I like to see. There's nothing like male breasts.
And I still need that DVD you promised me of Michael Hughes at the manager's meeting.
Yes. No, I took the DVD of Michael Hughes when he did the polar swim.
Well, the good news
only when the T-shirt really began to cling.
Yes, and it did.
Delightful.
Underneath.
Mm-hmm. The court has now removed this guy from the sex offenders list, by the way.
Well, that's good. I think he can go to the beach and stare at man's boobs all day long.
He can now.
I mean, I'd say welcome to the club.
Welcome, brother.
Yeah.
Here in Washington today, a Christian group called Focus on the Family is meeting with officials of the Marriott Corporation.
Don't tell me something I already know. I was there.
They're trying to convince the hotel chain to stop carrying adult pay-per-view movies in guest rooms.
This is a bad idea.
I'm there, you know, speaking for the adult movies.
I thought you would.
Yeah, and I just said, really, what's a man to do when he's lonely on the road? And please, save my Spectra vision.
Not many people know your middle name is Spectra. Right.
I was actually in there, and I gave a lecture to these people. It didn't go over that well.
No.
It was entitled The Money Shot.
Oh, yeah.
What can it do for you? And they did not want to hear about it.
Well, here's the other side of
with
the
an
argument.
Intro by Peter North.
He's a good speaker.
I
wonderful.
Can think of no one more qualified.
It's delightful.
According to a group spokesman, pornography feeds prostitution and sexual abuse, and it's especially dangerous in hotels. Because it can become addictive and create a sexualized climate that puts men, women, and children at risk.
No.
If the government is going to get involved
with that.
No,
it just makes, I got news for these people, it just makes you sleep better.
End of argument.
It really, really does.
It
I mean,
helps.
You're just relaxed and, you know, as I mentioned before the show, a little activity, you know, I'm trying to get it put here at the station.
Good.
Yeah, I'm trying to get, you know, that adult package, the five channels on DirecTV.
Right.
Spice, Platinum, I think, Real TV, Hustler, and a couple others that we can have piped into the room to have during our pre-show meeting.
If the government is going to get involved with that at all, just do it to bring the price down. It's too expensive.
Porn it's very, price very expensive. Regulation.
It's like $14.95 now, Buzz, if you want to get all five channels for 3 hours.
That's correct.
And the tax.
Yeah, that's not fair.
See, then you can tape it and it's yours forever.
It's a rip-off. Mm-hmm.
A Christian group in San Diego, meanwhile, is going after Starbucks for the new...
Now I can side with them.
You're with this.
100%, no matter what the cause is.
You've seen the new modified logo on the Starbucks cups?
No.
The old-timey drawing that they're using now features a mermaid, topless, of course, with two tails. This Christian...
That's the Starbucks logo?
That's what they're using now. They've gone back to this retro sort of logo that I guess they started out with, and this one's a little...
With nipples or without?
I don't believe you see any nipples, no.
Okay, what's the big hubbub?
Only on the big cup of coffee.
I'll have to look closer.
A mocha grande.
Yes.
This protesting group that calls itself The Resistance says it's this girl on the cup is really just a slut with her legs spread wide open.
Really? I might start drinking coffee again.
See, I hadn't thought of it either until the Christians pointed it out.
Really?
Oh, so they're thinking,
yes.
Just wait a minute.
That's not foam. And believe it or don't, it's been 25 years since the first couple hooked up on the internet. Chris Dunn of Chicago met New York's Pam Jensen in one of the very first chat rooms in 1982.
Beth Ann gave me a great list today that we really have to get to this week. It is the most hated people on the internet. And it'll be enlightening.
That'll be good.
It will be very enlightening. I mean, these names that I didn't even know, but once you realize
you
why
know
they're
who
the
they
most.
Are.
Oh,
makes
yeah.
Sense.
Very, very cool. Good job, Beth Ann McBride. I'm glad you're not dating.
Well, this first couple of the internet got married the following year. That would have been 83. Today, they are celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary.
Are they fat?
Probably, but I haven't seen a picture of them lately.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
Coming up on the Hollywood Hot Sheet, scandalous sex, or as we call it, Monday. And coming up in your final buzz, the U.S. finally surrenders to Mexico. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz Burbank. Appreciate it. We've got lots coming up on the program, but I have to get to this before I forget it.
What
and
do
I
you got?
Put a little time into this very, very early in the morning.
Yeah.
I haven't talked about my weekend.
Not yet. No.
I haven't talked about the fact that I attended my nephew, his graduation from Colgate University.
Right.
In the wilds of mid-state, mid to upper state New York, mm-hmm. or upstate to mid-state, whatever it is.
So
it's
a lot
way
of
up
your
there.
Family, right?
It's about an hour. I think it's an hour east of Syracuse,
okay,
New York. And I flew up there for the Colgate ceremonies.
Excellent.
And I was there with my mom, my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece, my her husband, Paul's three sisters, their friends. It
wow.
was a group. There were roughly 20 people there. Now, when I got, I was telling you this today. I graduated. My mom and dad showed up, and it was like, thanks. Here's the piece of paper. I think my
right.
sister was there, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was out of there. I swear to God, they bring in truckloads. They bring in Greyhound loads full of people to go to these college graduations.
Wow.
But that's not what I want to talk about, even
no.
though I've got some information on that later.
Okay.
That added to the joy of my weekend. I have what I would like to refer to.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I urge you, if you are a frequent traveler in the Washington, D.C. area, if you happen to frequent the airports, mm-hmm. specifically Dulles Airport.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to listen closely to this because I'd like to know if I have some kindred spirits out there.
All right.
I bet you
I'd
do.
Like to know if I have people that feel exactly like I do.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a segment on the program we call The Bitch List. I am telling you, I've traveled for a long time. I have flown for a long time.
You have.
But let me tell you, this weekend, you know, I don't think I spent any longer time on a tarmac than anybody's ever done. I don't think I had any ruder people at the gate. That it just was the whole idea of traveling on this commuter airline
mm-hmm.
and everything that I've gone through. And I think that I speak for a lot of people when I talk about Dulles Airport. Now, you're not going to believe this. And I just entitled the bitch list today, Dulles Airport.
Okay.
Buzz, Rob, I got to tell you, even if you arrive 2 hours early now.
Right.
And you're flying coach.
And that's what they recommend.
Right.
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 And you're flying coach on United Airlines, as I was this weekend.
Yes.
United Airlines Express. I'm mentioning the airline just because that's the one I flew.
Sure.
Fact.
I'm sure that there are many different airlines where the same crap happens.
Sure.
But you have to have a huge hassle. And it's very simple. I observed this because I had time to. The reason there's a hassle is there is lack of staff mm-hmm. to adequately service the large volume of flyers.
Well, Mike, it's not they have to pay those people.
What the hell is this music?
This is your bitch music.
This is my bitching music. Thank you, Rob. Well, Rob, if you're lucky enough.
Yes.
If you're lucky with those insane lines, you then have the pleasure of negotiating your way through one of the most ponderous security checkpoints in the United States of America.
Ponderous.
Yes,
I'm talking about Dulles Airport.
Lots of back and forth.
The Dulles Security Checkpoint is all about making you walk a long distance.
Sure.
Again and again and again. In this particular circumstances, you guys have seen what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. Oh.
It's a football field.
Bigger, perhaps.
It's a football field of those dividers mm-hmm. that Disney invented mm-hmm. to keep people managed when they're in a line.
Isn't it called a cordon?
It's a cordon.
They have you cordoned off?
Cordon.
We cordon. Blue.
I only like cordon blue. We actually got to the head of the middle part of the football field,
uh-huh.
and then the guy came over and said, "God is way, God is way,"
uh-huh.
and
he was an out of towner.
He took us from the security checkpoint out on the other side of the ticketing counters, where we walked down the entire length of the airport, then got to the other end of the football length field of security checkpoints, and then walked back to the middle again.
Wow.
And then, of course, we went through security.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they make you walk a long distance
true.
With, again, inadequate staff for the job.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't really as many people in security as there were at the United counter, but we ended up just walking And walking.
Yep.
This is a pretty little airport. It's been in movies. You've seen a Dulles airport. Mm-hmm. But when you get in there, you're transported back to the Dark Ages. It really, and I've been to big airports. Yep. I'll use an example. An airport with an amazing amount of business is McCarran in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, yeah.
No question.
Why did they do it? How can they do it successfully? They seem to process everybody, but yet you get to Dulles Airport, and it's as though they're winging it. They're figuring it out as they go along. Winging it.
McCarran really, the amazing thing about it is it's such a small airport.
Right.
And the way they move them through, Dulles to me has always looked like the airport of the future as envisioned in 1930.
And that's exactly what it's like. And what drives me, once you've gotten through the gauntlet, if you have the pleasure of flying on the commuter division of United, you get to go to Terminal A.
Ah, yes.
An overcrowded, understaffed terminal where everyone seems to be in your own personal space.
Not enough seats in Terminal A.
Now, with the recent climate, I am not profiling. I don't believe in profiling.
Good
I really
for
you. Don't. My personal politics, I am against that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Me too, Mike.
What I did, yeah, I know you. I don't advocate profiling in any way. I don't. But all of the service staff making announcements, this was just my observance.
Okay.
On this particular day.
Yes.
Had accents so thick that it was very hard to understand them. Yes. I am not exaggerating
this
here.
This is a real problem.
This is every single gate, every single announcement that I heard. Mm-hmm. They have jobs where they have to use a PA system.
Right.
If you have to use the PA, it's just my opinion, your accent should not be so thick as to not be able to be understood by people.
Right. Valid point, and that's true.
And you are prohibited from understanding some of these people. There was one lady, God knows where she was from. She had a magnificent accent. Excuse me, the biscuit started
Maybe
to come
she
up.
Was from Baltimore.
You're upsetting yourself.
It was not a Baltimore accent, Rob.
No, was she from the Deep South?
No, I don't believe it was the Deep. If it was the Deep South, it might have been the Deep South of Pakistan.
Oh, okay.
I'm not quite sure, but
another
it was not the
Deep.
Yes. It's nice to see, as you're walking through Dulles Airport also, artists' renderings of the new people-moving system.
The promise of the future.
That they have planned for the future, mm-hmm. which they've had. I mean, how long? I know I've been in this area for roughly 30 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have the same construction that's going on that started, I believe, 30 years ago.
Same drawings.
You should take a moment, pause your bitching,
yes.
and explain to out-of-towners what you have to do at Dulles. With the people
I'm
movers.
Getting there, Rob.
Okay, good.
I'm getting there.
Because
I've not,
I just want to make
I've not
sure.
even, don't jump ahead on my bitch list. I've got the people movers covered. Trust
good.
Me on
good,
this.
Good, good, good. Just there. Making sure.
You have lovely little artist renderings of how they're going to have this in fabulous underground transportation system to get you to your jets.
In the future.
And it's really, and even the painting looks like it was done in 1970. The fact remains that once you have cleared your security checkpoint, you either have to walk a mile to your gate
right.
or wait for antiquated shuttle buses that add 20 minutes to your trip, both coming and going.
True.
And once again, these, I'm sure, in 1971 were like, ooh, scary space-age shuttle buses.
Right? Mm-hmm.
But now, seriously, they look like they're ready for the junkyard.
Uh-huh.
And they smell. All right.
Oh, my.
Yes, they're cramped, they smell, and you have to wait too long for each one to leave once you're sardined onto them. And 90%, you know this, you guys have flown.
Yes.
90% of the time, when you sardine onto these things, they wait until you can't even move your elbows.
Right.
Before the guy comes into one end of this bus and has to walk through to the front end because, hey, that's another space age thing.
The
they're
pilot.
Just like worms.
Uh-huh. That's
they're
right.
Two-headed worms.
Right.
But it sucks.
Yes.
In conclusion.
Yes.
I would like to thank United Express. Losing Carla's and my luggage.
No.
I'm not lying. We did finally get it at the hotel Saturday night for our 24-hour trip.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to offer my sympathies to the United Express customers who had their flight to Chicago canceled after their plane had to return to the airport. I hope they enjoyed their extra night in Syracuse.
I'm sure they did.
And I hope that they were able to get a plane out today.
Yes.
Or maybe Tuesday. As the lady at the counter announced.
That's what they were saying?
Yes. Yes, they were very, very happy.
Syracuse is lovely this time of year.
And speaking of announcements, when you have to cancel a flight and it's going to screw up other flights, all we prisoners, I'm sorry, passengers, all we want is communication. Please, 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 please make occasional announcements to let us know the status of our flight. If the flight is late, we'd like to know it. It would help if you didn't have just one woman scrambling to help people. Rob, we need more music. It makes it sound too harsh. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's better.
When they make those announcements.
Rob decided to come up with soft music for my bitching.
When they make those announcements, should they have an accent?
No. Kind of impossible up in Syracuse where I was, Rob.
Sorry.
It would help if you didn't have just one woman scrambling to help people on the canceled flight, right. Ignoring the fact that there were two other flights within the hour scheduled for departure. When another employee assisted, he too only dealt with the canceled flight. And when the third employee joined the group, you had three people all working on one canceled flight while the other two departures were not updated. No matter, our flight was only 25 minutes late. A scheduled arrival for 8:40 p.m. ended when we walked out of Dulles Airport at approximately 10 p.m.
Wow. Ooh.
If you count the fact that we arrived extra early at the airport because we got a phone call that afternoon telling us our plane had been downsized and to get to the airport extra early to make sure we secured our seat, a seat I paid for 3 months ago.
Yep.
The total time commitment from airport arrival to airport departure yesterday, approximately 5 hours.
Wow.
Not too bad, you might say. The flying time from Syracuse, New York to Washington, Dulles,
yes.
Approximately 47 minutes. Other than that, it was a fine flying experience.
Well, thank goodness for that.
That's it. And that was just a part of my weekend, but I had to mention it. Because anybody that has gone to Dulles Airport, and, you know, the whole profiling thing. Look, you come to this country, you're legal, I have no beef with you. You do whatever you want. But I've always observed at Dulles Airport that there seems to be a particular one group of people. I don't know where they're from.
It's true.
It seems to be one ethnic group of people, and I'm not sure whether they're from the Middle East, whether they're from Pakistan, but they seem to, you know, be all from the same area.
I agree.
A lot of people seem to know each other, and they work at the counters. They work at TSA. And
maybe they
carpool. Also work at the Washington Flyer, which is the cab service. Mm-hmm. Rob, I don't know. I just don't understand that, and I'm not going to make a big deal about it because then I sound like, you know, those bigots that are talking about, you know, Barack Obama being a Muslim, and I don't believe it.
Your point is it's just very hard to understand the announcements.
It's hard to understand the announcements, and it's just it's curious that in this day and age you would have the vast majority of people working at the airport from areas of the world where you might say we've had some problems before. Mm-hmm. That's just the way I'm kind
of
putting it.
You know what's funny about that?
Trying to put that in as nice a way as I can.
I think
it is a curiosity is what it is.
Very pleasant.
It's a curiosity.
That's right.
But beyond that, I think it's nice that even though you already had your ticket, they had to warn you that you were probably not going to fit on the plane.
Yeah, well,
and they called you.
This was.
I think that's nice.
I have never gotten, this is the middle of my nephew's graduation where they called and they said, the lady with a very, once again, a very, very thick accent that I had trouble understanding, she informed me that they had downsized the airplane so that the airplane was smaller and that they were bringing in. And because they shrunk the plane, honey, I shrunk the plane.
They went from a 777 to a four-seater?
It was a regional jet.
I see.
And they went from a larger one to a smaller one and then said, and now we're oversold. I mean, it's nuts. But if I do observe one thing about United Express, and probably all these community airplanes, they're trying to save as much money as they can, and they're doing that by a minimum number of employees, and that's nuts.
And by downsizing,
that's absolutely nuts.
Right. And by downsizing planes that aren't full, and even if it means bumping a few people to get a smaller plane out there.
Right. Turn this crappy music off. I'm sick of it. Makes me want to punch it.
It's sort of like airport music, isn't it?
All right, we'll get back to this. We have to talk to the, I think, are we talking to the dog yoga lady? Let me see.
Doga, Mike. It's Doga.
The Doga lady. Is she coming up next? Yeah, Susie the dog yoga. The Doga lady will be coming up on the show. And then then I have to tell you about the rest of the weekend because it involved a miserable time in general because it was just all traveling and hassling with lost luggage. And then the night I got to one of these ceremonies, it wasn't a fist fight, but it was a major altercation with an elderly man that I am not proud of and I am very embarrassed about. But I was defending the honor of my elderly mother.
Well, that's something.
And it was just, I'm exhausted. I swear to God.
I would think so.
You know, so the moral of the story is never participate in any family obligations whatsoever. You'll be very, very happy. All right, we'll talk effing dog yoga. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.